just one halakha in the laws of tefillin. Maran writes in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Namidbet in halakha he, Sarich sheyichtov bimino. The sofer that writes the tefillin must write using his right hand. Afilu imu sholet b'shtei yadav, even if he's ambidextrous, where he's able to write with both hands. Im katab b'smol pasul, if the sofer writes with his left hand, the tefillin pasul. Im efshar limso acherim ketuvim b'yamin, unless you could find another pair. If you can't find another pair, so then Maran says, b'di'abad, you could wear such a pair. Which means this is a very important halakha that people are not aware of. When they're buying tefillin, one has to make sure that the sofer knows these halakhot. It's not enough that you just have beautiful writing. But if the sofer, for example, was a righty, and he wrote the tefillin with his left hand, it could be that the tefillin of pasul, even b'di'abad, and you'll never know it. Hakam David writes in the halakha beruda, sofer shekotev ve'oseh kol melachto bimino. He's a total righty. Tzarich lichtov tefillin bimino, ve'sofer shenagil lichtov ve'lasop melachto biyamin. If he's a total righty, ve'katav tefillin b'smol, and he wrote tefillin with his left hand, pesulot afilu b'di'abad. These tefillin are totally pasul. Then he says over here, sofer shu iter yad yamin. But let's say he's a pure lefty. Ve'oseh kol melachto b'smol. Tzarich lichtov tefillin b'smol kol adam. So then he has to write with his left hand. Vim katab b'yamin kol adam pesulot. Vim ei efshar lemsot tefillin acherot ela tefillin shechtuva yedei sofer iter shekatavam b'yamin kol adam yanichem belo beracha. So he does allow a sofer that is a total lefty that is able to write the tefillin with his left hand. The rest of the he says is iminiyah hakolmos befiv o beraglo. There was a sofer once in Egypt. They found he was putting the quill in his mouth because he didn't have hands lo alenu, and he was writing with his mouth. He didn't have use of his hands. So the halakha writes, "Ledat rabim ben aposkim pesulot tefillin afilu b'di'abad." These tefillin, according to the majority, the poskim are pesulot. Vafilu b'shei efshar lemsot tefillin acherot. Even if that's the only pair that's available, some say it's there's nothing to talk. The last halakha is obvious, but it must be mentioned that tefillin that are photographed or photostated or copied, or not done with an actual kitibah, so these are pasul afilu b'di'abad. Now you have a lot of crooks in the market that are able to produce, especially today with computers, you can produce a very nice pair of tefillin or a very nice mezuzah that looks like it was printed with a sofer. Meanwhile, it was actually a photocopy. So this again underscores the importance of not only looking at writing, but you have to look at the one that's behind the writing, who wrote it, that the sofer has to be Yireh Shamayim, that there's a lot of things you'll never be able to detect unless you're a prophet just by looking at the scroll or looking at the words. And therefore the sofer must come recommended, just like you need a kashrut on the writing, you need a kashrut, more importantly, on the sofer that's writing it itself.